story of the foremost men. Believe. Imperial Leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill, writer, soldier, adventurer, is now in South Africa as war correspondent of the Morning Post. War has broken out, and Churchill, together with another correspondent, Haldane, has been commissioned to get an armored train through the gauntlet of a Boer ambush. The Boers have begun to attack the train. Hell has been let loose on the hitherto peaceful South African veldt.
How are things here?
Where's the driver?
I'm right here. And I ain't going to be here long, believe me.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to hide behind that truck. I'm wounded.
Oh, it's only a scrap, Wolfskin. Come back here. You're the only one who can run this engine.
I'm a civilian, I am. What do you think I'm paid for? To be killed by a bombshell? Not me.
No man's ever hit twice on the one day.
Eh? Who told you that?
Oh, it's well known. Besides, this is a chance of a lifetime. A wounded man who continues to do his duty is always rewarded for distinguished gallantry. Come on, we've got to get out of this.
Well, what can I do?
Now get back into the cabin, cab of your engine, and do just what I tell you.
All right, oh.
There are two trucks wrecked. I think we might be able to push them clear of the line. Start the engine and go backwards very slowly.
Right you are.
The engine and tender clear. We can't get back to the rest of the train.
What'll I do now?
I think we'd better cross that bridge and wait there.
All right. Just as you say.
I'm going back to find Captain Haldane. You wait on the other side of the bridge till we come. I'll be as quick as I can.
Hey, what'll I do if you don't come back?
Get back to escort as quick as you can and tell them what's happened. And you can take it from me. One of these days, I'm going to see that you get the reward you deserve for carrying on and saving the lives of the others in this train.
Good luck to you. Boys, you are. So long.
Pistol in the train.
Put up your hands or I shoot.
All right. I surrender.
Come here.
Where are my friends?
They are already prisoners.
But I'm a non-combatant. You can't make me a prisoner.
Non-combatant?
Yes. I'm a war correspondent. Newspaper man. Look, you can see I'm quite unarmed.
You took part in the fight?
I didn't fire a shot.
You helped to free the engine. By doing that, you made yourself a combatant. What is your name?
Winston Churchill.
You are my prisoner. A prisoner of war.
Just as you say. By the way, what's your name?
Louis Botha.
Never heard of you.
I have not heard of you either, Mr. Churchill.
Where are you taking me?
To Pretoria.
What's going to happen to me?
I do not know. I shall take you to headquarters. You are a civilian who has taken an active and prominent part in an act of war. Such a man... he's liable to be shot.
But I didn't fire a shot myself.
That does not matter. You took part in warlike action. Wait till we get to headquarters. The matter will then be decided.
Well, it looks to me as though I'll know my fate very shortly, in which case I'll either be shot or else live to write about my experience. It's an exciting life. Good news or bad news?
A decision has been made.
Am I going to be shot?
No. It seems that you are the son of a lord.
That's right. Lord Randolph Churchill.
We do not make such a fine catch every day. You will be kept as a prisoner for the duration of the war.
Well, that's better than being shot. Although, a prisoner? That doesn't sound very exciting. But more exciting than being a corpse.
Goodbye, Mr. Churchill. Perhaps one day we may meet again.
Perhaps, Mr. Butler. Who knows? In any case, when and if we do meet, we'll have a great deal to talk about. Prison. I wasn't born to stay in a prison. I'm a free man. Listen, Haldane. I've got a brilliant idea.
An escape?
Better than that. Here we are in the Boer capital. How many officers are there?
Oh, about 60.
Yes, and over on the race course are about 2,000 soldiers and NCOs. Well, why shouldn't we try to take the place by storm?
What? Pretoria?
Why not? The Boer army is miles away. I should say that in the whole place there are not more than 500 men capable of bearing arms. We could soon get control of the town.
By Jove, it's a magnificent conception, Churchill. Trust you to think of such a thing. But I wonder if we could get away with it.
We can try.
I think we'd better put it to the senior officers first. If they approve, we'll go ahead.
All right. But something tells me they won't approve. I know our senior officers in the British Army. Perhaps they were right. But there's no reason why we shouldn't try to escape, Haldane.
Who?
You, Blocky, and myself. I've got it all worked out.
You would.
There's no difficulty in getting into the circular office. The dangerous part is climbing over the wall. If the sentries happen to be looking, it's all up. But I'm going to make the attempt tomorrow, whatever happens.
If you can get over safely, Churchill, Blocky and I can follow. If not...
If not, I go on alone.
Well, whatever happens, Churchill, good luck.
Thanks. I'll let you know when, how, and where.
As I've always said, the type of people who run wars from Whitehall ought to be shut up behind barbed wire for people to poke fun at. They said this war would only last 3 months. It lost years. And here we are, stuck in prison.
Oh, well. I'm off, old chaps.
Hurry up, do not!
See you later, perhaps.
You don't mean you're going to try to escape.
Well, didn't I let you all into my plan? Didn't I offer to work out a mass escape? And didn't you turn it down? Of course you did. So I'm off. A famous war correspondent can't stay in a dump like this.
How in
the... I'm just going to walk outside, climb over the wall, slip by the balls, and then go to England and become Prime Minister.
And by heaven, if anybody in the world will succeed, it'll be you, Churchill. You were born under a lucky star.
My mother always said I was the favorite of fortune, and it'll stand me in good stead. Well, cheerio. I'm on my way.
Stop.
I won't help. I have had an accident.
One moment. What do you want?
I am a burgher. I have had an accident. I was going to join my commando at Komatipurt. I have fallen off the train. We were skylarking. I have been unconscious for hours. I think I have dislocated my shoulder.
Well, come in.
There is no need to point that revolver at me. I am quite unarmed.
I think I'd like to know a little more about this railway accident of yours.
Well, I think I'd better tell you the truth.
I think you had.
I'm Winston Churchill, war correspondent at the Morning Post. I escaped last night from Pretoria. I'm making my way to the frontier. I've plenty of money. Will you help me? Why are you locking the door?
Thank God you came here. It's the only house for 20 miles where you wouldn't have been handed over. But we are all British here, and we'll see you through.
Who are you?
My name is John Howard. I'm manager of the Transvaal Collieries. I became a naturalized burgher of the Transvaal some years before the war. I have with me here my secretary, who's also British,
an Englishman from Lancashire, and two Scottish miners. We're all on parole to observe strict neutrality. But we'll see you through just the same.
But I don't want to cause you any trouble.
We're all British, that's all that matters. Now, sit down, I'll get you something to eat.
No, something to eat. All British. Yes, that's right. All British. Thank God.
Adventures, Winston Churchill adds another. Escaped prisoner of war, hiding in no man's land. Hunted, sought after. For the son of a lord in the eyes of the Boers is a most unusual prize. For this chapter, we leave Churchill under the kindly care of a British patriot. Follow his further brilliant and colorful career in the forthcoming episode of Imperial Leader.